thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Central Mechanical and Engineering Department, CMET, says its operations are being hampered by the government's failure to settle a $13 million debt. Also failing to pay up is the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, as the CMET fears lack of resources may affect fresh polls expected this year.
And of course, it will be, Mr. Chairman, it will be a tough negotiation with ZEC to make sure that the 1.6 million that they owe us, they pay us something. 1.6 that is outstanding. So they have to pay us.
A finance minister Tendai Biti says an MDC government will push for the cancellation of the country's foreign debt, allowing it to launch a massive economic transformation program that will create jobs and lift the country out of poverty.
So as a matter of urgency, the government of Dr. Morgan Richard Tsvangirai will do everything possible, use traditional and non-traditional methods of liquidating that debt.
And some children living with the HIV virus in Zimbabwe's rural communities are failing to access life-saving antiretroviral drugs early due to lack of testing facilities that are available in the cities.
The government and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission owe the Central Mechanical and Engineering Department, CMED, more than $13 million, resulting in the state company's operations being hampered. Managing Director Davison Marker says elections that are expected to be called sometime this year could be affected if the debt is not settled. Ivan Chifera reports.
Speaking before the Portfolio Committee on Transport and Infrastructure Development in Parliament on CMED operations, Maka said tough negotiations with the Treasury and ZEC are needed to push them to settle their debts, adding this will ensure the firm has enough resources to prepare for the forthcoming elections. He said for the March constitutional referendum, ZEC made a paltry payment for the 3,000 vehicles it hired. The elections body owes the CMED $1.6 million, which Maka says can be used to purchase new vehicles to ensure there won't be any shortages come election time.
We are going for the harmonized election. Of course, it will be, Mr. Chairman, it will be a tough negotiation with ZEC to make sure that the $1.6 million that they owe us, they pay us something. 1.6 that is outstanding. So they have to pay us. I know they will pay because we are not going to stop elections. Something will happen, Mr. Chairman. We are not planning on them failing to pay us. I know they will pay something, but to make sure that the program continues.
The CMED, Maka said, had planned to buy 100 new vehicles for use during elections, but has only managed 20 due to liquidity problems caused by ZEC and government's failure to pay up. Zimbabwe is due to hold elections sometime this year. The government has been struggling to raise funds needed to run the poll, with Finance Minister Tendai Biti going to the region, South Africa and Angola in particular, to ask for assistance. Government owes CMED more than $13 million for vehicle hire, but Maka said ministries were reluctant to pay for cars they have requested and used from the state company. He singled out the Justice, Health and Public Service Ministries as the only ones paying up for services rendered by the CMED. Maka explains they are also owed huge amounts for fuel drawn from its service stations countrywide.
We've also had problems in the areas of fuel, which I think, as you know, most of our service stations are characterized now by stockouts. The main challenge, Mr. Chairman, has been that we've not been able to collect all the money from Treasury, so much that at the moment we're actually owed close to about $800,000 for the fuel that was drawn from CMED, and that has affected trade.
The CMED boss said because of lack of funds, most CMED fuel stations have run dry, affecting operations of many government departments, ministries and lawmakers. He, however, assured the committee that fuel shortages will soon be a thing of the past since the CMED has secured a fuel import license. Some government departments and ministries were now resorting to buying fuel on the open market.
I know the competitors out there will hear me say this. We are going to be a very serious contender in the fuel field. So we are not closing. We want to make sure that we revive all those depots since we are now importing our own fuel. So I think they are also shaking, Mr. Chairman. They are running up and down. They know once we start operating after overcoming these problems that we have, we should be able to compete very well with them.
The CMED, among other things, buys vehicles and maintains them for government ministries and departments. It is also involved in fuel selling and distribution, specialized equipment and transport hire, and driver training. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.